CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Police are piecing together more evidence against Luigi Mangione, the suspect in the murder of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
We heard in the early days about a cell phone that was dropped at the scene of the crime. Well, his fingerprints were found on that cell phone, and that cell phone was wrapped in tin foil. It's a foil-lined bag that helped him evade cell phone pings to a cell phone tower so his cell phone couldn't be tracked while it was on his person.
CBS's Anna Schechter says police also learned from Mangione's writings that he considered killing Thompson with a bomb but didn't want to hurt other people nearby. South Korea's president is not going down without a fight a week after declaring martial law. Reporter Alex Jensen is in Seoul.
President Yoon Suk-yeol insists he will fairly confront impeachment or investigation, defending himself against insurrection charges, and now apparently refusing to step down voluntarily as the ruling party's leader has expressed support for Yoon's impeachment, having boycotted last Saturday's initial parliamentary vote on the matter.
South Korea's National Assembly just voted to impeach the National Police Chief and the Justice Minister. Firefighters battling the wildfire in Malibu, California are catching a bit of a break as winds diminish. Cameron Park Fire Chief Dusty Martin is one of the incident commanders.
Acreage is at 4,035 acres and we're currently sitting at 7% contained. Up to date, we have 1,974 firefighting personnel assigned to this incident.
More than a dozen structures have been damaged or destroyed. President-elect Donald Trump has picked CIA veteran Ronald Johnson to be U.S. ambassador to Mexico. CBS's Adrian Bard in Mexico City reports Johnson is viewed there as hawkish.
Mexico will cooperate, however, as required, said its president, Claudia Sheinbaum. But she added she will always protect Mexico's sovereignty first. Sheinbaum heads a leftist socialist government. Some of the thornier issues the new ambassador will deal with include illegal immigration and President-elect Donald Trump's proposed tariffs on Mexican products.
Prominent high-end real estate brokers Oren and Tal Alexander and their brother Alon have been indicted on sex trafficking charges in New York. Jim Dennehy is with the FBI's New York office.
The Alexander brothers allegedly conspired to prey on innocent women, coercing them into engaging in sexual acts.
The Alexanders are accused of assaulting dozens of women. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This holiday season, visit Boot Barn for top quality gifts that pay tribute to the lasting heritage of the West. From handcrafted cowboy boots and American-made felt hats to leather jackets, our in-store experts will help guide you as you shop, assisting with boot fitting and providing complimentary hat shaping. This holiday, share a piece of the American spirit. Boot Barn. Unwrap the West.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
New Zealand has become the latest country to ban greyhound racing.
The sport's been banned across many countries already. Many dogs have died from heart attack or sometimes being put down after injury when owners can't afford their medical bills amid complaints of animal cruelty. The New Zealand government says it'll end the sport by August 2026. Greyhound racing continues in Australia, the UK and Ireland, and at two tracks in the US. Scott Maiman for CBS News, Canberra, Australia.
Republican state lawmakers in Florida have filed two bills that would roll back gun control measures that were passed after the 2018 Parkland school shooting, in which 17 people died. One bill would repeal Florida's red flag law, which allows courts to take guns away from people who pose a danger to themselves or others. The other bill would lower the minimum age to buy a rifle from 21 back to 18. It's not clear if there are enough votes in Tallahassee to roll the laws back. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Just a few flurries out there overnight. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies. Lows in the lower single digits or wind chills between 10 and 15 below with gusty west winds up around 40. Mostly sunny skies Thursday. Highs in the lower teens. It's 6 at our studios.
Thank you. Memorial Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
Side senorita waiting for me down in old Mexico. And if you're ever in Alaska, stop and see my cute little Eskimo. Oh, my sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight. Sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight.
Kissing Santa Claus. There's nothing like the way these timeless hits sound on AM radio late at night, the way you first heard them on 1400 AM WRJN. But if you're looking for that bright, clear sound on FM, you can find them there too. Local news and timeless hits, also heard on 99.9 and 98.1 FM, along with our historic 1400 AM WRJN.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
news and timeless hits on WRJN. Not only that, but WRJN is your home for all the big sports you want to follow. The Packers, the Brewers, the Badgers, football and basketball, and high school sports too with Dick Graceffa. It's sports along with your local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Baby love. find myself in times of trouble. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
Be. Oh, there will be news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
She was just walking down the street singing. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Single day singing.
She's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime. Whoa.
farmers and the crews that serve them are up early, and so is Pam Yonke, the fabulous farm babe, has all the statewide agricultural news starting at 5 a.m. weekdays with updates throughout the day. Until then, we keep going with more Timeless Hits next on WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Tumble and fall, or
last thing I remember, Doc, I started to swerve. And then I saw the Jag slide into the curve. I know I'll never forget that horrible sight. I guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
Yo.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. The winds in Malibu, California have diminished, giving firefighters a chance against that fast-moving wildfire. CBS's Carter Evans reports the fire is now 7% contained.
Rivers Red Clay says she ran door-to-door, waking up